This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Being my friend, I said you told us the problem.
So glad you tuned into the program today. And if you've got a health concern, some type of a health problem, a health quagmire, I'm here for you. Let me give out the toll-free number here, and then we'll get to last week's health poll question results. And also give you a rundown of what we're going to be talking about on the program today. Our toll-free number into the show, should you have a health concern, a health problem, and you want me to help you out with your health, your most precious possession, call in right now on our toll-free line nationwide, 888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB. That's D-R-B-O-B on your touchtone phone, or 1-888-553-7262. And remember, the only bad health question is the one you're not asking. So help me help you with your health. 888-553-7262. All right, I want to thank everyone for participating in last week's health poll question and making the effort to go over to my personal website, which is really the extension of this radio show, where you'll be able to stay in touch with yours truly throughout the week, because we post up health-related articles and health information for you. Free and unfettered access there at drbob.com. Spelling out the doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Lots of news from around the globe you'll find very interesting and very healthful, by the way, because I personally pick out each and every one of the articles that gets posted up there. Now, last week on the program, we asked a question in our health poll segment related to, well, COVID. It's been on our minds for over a year now, and there may be a little light at the end of the tunnel starting off. And many of you know there was a big announcement about mask wearing out of the CDC, the chaotic organization the government calls the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I call it the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention. They have gotten so many things wrong during the pandemic. There has been so many miscues and misdirections and confusion in the marketplace. Last weekend on the show, the health poll question was asked, and it goes like this. Do you believe the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, sudden announcement about no longer needing to wear masks is in fully vaccinated people is political? Do you believe the sudden revelation, one day just announcing that if you are fully vaccinated now you can take your mask off, even though, what is it, I think it's 47% of the U.S. population has had one or more COVID-19 shots, and I think last stat I looked at, I think it was around 39% were fully vaccinated. So a number that the Biden administration hoped to increase is not all that good. And they're doing everything they can in any manner to incentivize people to go out and get the COVID-19 shot. From free donuts to free beer to incentive in terms of remuneration, on and on and on. And still, they're having a hard time moving the needle. And finally, I think they just threw up their hands and said, well, let's just get these masks off. People are tired of them. As though there was some revelation occurring. Now, of course, we all know that over time, this virus has slowed down. And it is burning itself out slowly, as often is the case with viral infections. Go back in history and you'll see this. Not soon enough, however, for those people who tragically lost their lives to the virus. Especially the aged people, the people who had prior medical conditions, comorbid conditions such as diabetes and heart disease and obesity and other health-related problems which left them at a high level of susceptibility. For those people, many of them got caught off guard because their bodies were already inflamed with something they were battling. And then here comes a viral infection to add insult to embarrassment, to exacerbate a struggling person for which they were unable to do so. But for the rest of the high 90s, and we'll know someday what that true number is. Some people report 98%, 99.something% of people who were exposed to and or receive the viral infection we call COVID-19 will survive. Will either have no symptoms, mild symptoms, or moderate symptoms, and have a very robust antibody pool by which to call on in the future should something come their way. That is much more durable, more long-lasting, healthier than anything artificial that can be injected into your body. We call it the COVID-19 vaccine, which we know little or nothing about because it was fast-tracked. And there's many problems associated with it, which we have talked endlessly about on this radio show. So should you have any questions related to COVID on your mind, I'm happy to try my very best to answer those questions. The number into the program again is 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55-DR-BOB. Last week's health poll question, here it is. Do you believe the CDC's sudden announcement about no longer needing to wear masks in fully vaccinated people is political? You voted on my website at drbob.com. And here are the results. Of those people who voted, 92% of you said, yes, you believe that the CDC's and the government's sudden announcement about no longer needing to wear masks in fully vaccinated people is political. 92%. 8% of you said no. So the yeas have it on this. big time. And we have another health poll question coming right behind this, which I will tell you about shortly here. But I also want to let you know that there is some troubling information I must share with you about toxins being found in breast milk. Human breast milk. These toxins are 2,000 times greater than what the EPA considers a safe level in drinking water. 2,000 times greater in breast milk. Is that not pathetic and frightening, finding out? When you learn that research discovered that what is supposed to be Mother Nature's perfect food is polluted with thousands of man-made health-robbing poisons. We're going to get into that after this break. So stay right where you are. You are listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products. Founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey, he has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, or ToomeyHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.
You happen to be listening to the largest and longest airing radio health talk show in America today, far and away. And we thank you for that because you're responsible for it in large part. Now, we have a lot to cover today on the program, but the most important facet of this show is and always will be helping you personally with what other health concerns, conditions, quagmires, or dilemmas you find yourself in. Should you have a health issue and you want some health, advice, step over to your telephone, call in, and tell Dr. Bob where it hurts. From heel pain to headaches, gout to gallbladder problems, erectile dysfunction to eczema, neuropathy to nausea, the common cold to how to lower your cholesterol drug-free, and all points in between. You drive the conversation. Whatever's on your mind is important to me. The toll-free number into the show to ask that health question or make a health-related comment, and that includes anybody out there who's interested in information about COVID-19. I'm happy to answer as many questions about that topic as well. Our number into the show, toll-free nationwide, 888-553-7262. That's 888-55-DR-BOB. 1-888-553-7262 is our call-in phone number today. Now, we've got a guest, a special guest planned for next hour, so stick around for that. A very interesting individual with some important information to share with you today. We'll get to the health poll question we have on tap for you today in just a little bit. But I want to start off this segment of the program in a discussion that is really a sad commentary on how babies are now starting out in the world having to face thousands of toxins greater than safe drinking water standards. Think about how pathetic and frightening that finding is when you learn that researchers have discovered that what is supposed to be Mother Nature's perfect food, that's breast milk, is polluted with thousands and thousands of man-made health-robbing poisons. What a terrible way to start off in this world with your bloodstream chock full of synthetic chemicals undermining health. And this is the very reason why it's so important for young ladies and women in general and men to prepare for their family, to prepare for becoming pregnant ahead of time. And that's accomplishable through working with healthcare providers who can guide you in changing your lifestyle, your diet, and guiding you with detoxification programs ahead of becoming pregnant. Because these toxins can be flushed out of the body. We accumulate them on an everyday basis because there are chemicals in our environment. Water, air, food, you name it, cosmetics, we come in contact with thousands of them every single day. And people accumulate them, and then they go on to get married and have a family, and then these toxins are floating in their bloodstream, which is then passed on to the babies. Well, these toxic chemicals were found in 100% of breast milk samples from U.S. mothers. A new study has found. Researchers tested 50 samples and all came back positive for PFAS, polyfluoroalkyl substances, man-made chemicals that don't break down in the environment and have been linked to many health-related problems. These same chemicals are known as forever chemicals. PFAS chemicals contain compounds that can taint soil, pollute water, and ruin even compost. PFAS, that's a, of course, short abbreviation for this polyfluoroalkyline substance, which are in these chemicals. And PFAS, man-made chemicals used as oil and water repellents and coatings for common products, including cookware and carpets and textiles. These are the ways that people are coming in contact with them. It's not that they're drinking gasoline or other chemicals. They're coming in contact with them in a subtle manner, not even realizing it's happening. These endocrine disgusting and disrupting chemicals, they don't break down when they are released in the environment. And they continue to accumulate. They're cumulative over time, over a person's lifetime. PFAS chemicals can contaminate drinking water supplies near facilities where the chemicals are used. They can also remain in your body for days or months before being excreted or holding on even longer than that, increasing the risk of severe disorders in the babies, birth defects, and conditions including over time, over the long haul, cancers, because if they're born with 2,000 different chemicals in their bodies, and those chemicals last in their bodies for a while because they get stuck in their lymph nodes and their fat cells, this is how these things can happen. What's more, this team from Indiana University and the University of Washington and the nonprofit Toxic Free Future said that in some circumstances, levels of these chemicals found in human breast milk right out the gate were up to 2,000 times higher than what is deemed acceptable in drinking water by the U.S. health and environmental agencies. Now, the findings are a cause for concern, obviously, and are not the first time these types of findings have been discovered. We've, in fact, talked about it on this radio show numbers of times over the years that we've been on the air, which is going on 27 years in national syndication, this show, this radio show, thanks to you. Yet the medical profession is doing little or nothing to encourage ways to counter this dangerous finding. They're literally silent on this issue, folks. They wait until something breaks before they fix it. It's not about prevention. It's not about health care. It's about triage, 911. We need that because they can save lives, too. But we really got to start working on developing a health care system where we actually start teaching people how to stay healthy and live a healthy lifestyle so they don't get sick in the first place. Now, I realize there's not enough gold in them thar ills, and prevention is sort of like boring to a lot of people, but boy, in the long run, you win. You win the battle. You end up with quality of life and length of life and years to your life and life to your years. Now, this study shows that the PFAS chemicals, the contamination in breast milk, is likely universal in the United States, and that these harmful chemicals are containing what should be in the breast milk, what should be nature's perfect food, which now becomes a toxic cesspool, which is really sad. PFAS, or polyfluoroalkyl substances, are man-made chemicals that have been used in several industries around the world since the 1940s. So this is not something that just cropped up in modern-day living. This has been around for, oh gosh, more than 50 years. They appear in everything from cosmetics to water repellents to clothing products that we scrub with every day, Centers for Disease Control. Nothing. They're silent. FDA, doing nothing about it. AMA, nothing. Does virtually nothing to champion an effort to control and or remove these things so babies get toxin-free breast milk. It's outrageous. That's why we need to prepare people for pregnancy early on. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. Now, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Urban Spice.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling, organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health. All in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to learn to deal with fear? Don't you want to take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
A healing zone wherein people tune in each week to learn about the latest news about health and wellness, and most importantly, how to get healthy and stay healthy naturally. Welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and you can let me become maybe a first, second, or third opinion regarding a health concern or health problem or challenge that you're having or somebody in your life is having, and you'd like to call into the show to get some advice. I'm here for you, and I'll do my best to help you out. Here's our toll-free number into the program, taking questions on the topic of health, all health-related conditions, or if you have an issue related to COVID-19 questions, happy to try to field those as well. Our number into the program nationwide, 1-888-553-7262. That's 888-55-DR-BOB. 1-888-553-7262. Now, here's this week's health poll question. Love to get your opinion of it. Vote over on my website at drbob.com. Do you believe non-vaccinated Americans will abide by the honor system when it comes to continuation of mask wearing if they are not vaccinated? Yes or no? In other words, the government, the CDC, and the Biden administration has said, okay, look, go ahead, if you're fully vaccinated, and take off your mask, unless you're in a crowd of people. There's so many mixed messages, I don't even know where to go with this, but that's a whole other day. Here's the health poll question. So you're walking around outside. You may have chose to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. Fine. That's your choice, your health, your body. If you choose not to, fine. your health, your body. But here's the poll question. Do you believe non-vaccinated Americans will abide by the honor system when it comes to continuation of mask wearing if they are not vaccinated? In other words, people are asking this question. Look, how are we going to know who is and is not vaccinated now? If everybody's running around without a mask and there are unvaccinated people out there without masks that you cannot identify, what's up with that? So that's the question. Do you believe that Americans who are unvaccinated will continue to wear their masks in an honor system? Yes or no? Please vote on that at drbob.com. DrBob.com. It's all there. All right, let's go to your telephone calls now and questions. If you want to join us with a question or comment, you may do so right now on our toll-free number nationwide, 888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB or 1-888-553-7262. All right, we begin with Alice. She's calling in from Arkansas. Welcome to the program, Alice. Hello.
Hi, Dr. Bob. My concern is that these vaccinated people who now have the replicator cell in them, changing their genetic sequence and all the other hazards that go with taking those vaccines, can they maybe have contaminated the blood supply? And should the people with clean blood who have not taken the vaccines store their own blood in case they're in an auto accident or need a surgery or that type of thing? And that's my question.
That's a great question, Alex. I think that blood storage of your own blood is a great idea, no matter if we're in a pandemic or not. And beyond the fact that there could be some contamination of the blood bank system, people who have been vaccinated during a period of time, nobody knows exactly how long it is. It could be days, it could be weeks, it could be months. Once they are vaccinated, it is a known fact. You can look this up. Prior to 2017, there were countless articles about viral shedding in people who receive vaccines. In other words, you receive a vaccine, and suddenly, because the whole idea behind getting a vaccine is to give you that disease in a small fraction of that disease so that you develop antibodies. In other words, you try to train your immune system against the infection, but you're actually generating the infection inside your body. That's what COVID-19 does. You're injecting an infection inside somebody's body so that they are supposedly trained against a larger dose that may come their way. Now, we know also that COVID-19 vaccines do not stop a person from getting the infection. It is designed merely, if it works at all, to reduce the symptoms once they come down with the infection. And, of course, if those people, and everybody has their belief system about this, whether or not it works. But in this case, I'm worried about being around people who are shedding the virus, the viral vaccine that they just received, the mRNA, the experimental genetic modifying substance, which has never been used in mankind ever. We know little or nothing about it. And I'm frightened over it personally myself. Again, I support people who choose either way. It's just that simple.
That's the part that scares me. I don't want my genetic sequence changed. And if they've got a replicator cell that is changing their genetic sequence, couldn't that be passed into the blood supply when we get a transfusion?
Yes, it's not known. I'm suspicious of it. I think it's possible, but they won't even be screening for that in the blood supply. Let's face it. I mean, it's been a CRAP shoot from the very beginning. And your question is a good one. And the answer, I don't know. And I doubt it. I doubt if they have any means by which to screen for this. And the risks, are definitely there. So, always a good idea to have your own blood stored at a blood bank. I'm a big fan of that, and giving blood too. All right. Thank you for your phone call, Alice. Next up, we say hello to John. He's calling in from the state of Montana. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. John, hello.
Hi. Nice to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
You there?
Yes, I am, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just got tested positive for COVID, and I'm doing okay, a little tired, a little weak, a little dry cough. Mm-hmm. I've been using, sipping on oregano, the juice there.
Excellent.
And that's an antiviral, isn't it?
Antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, anti-mold, yes, it's harsh to anything that your body doesn't like. It's very caustic to those things. Those things don't like the environment. It's the big hammer, but yet it doesn't hurt you. What he's talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is oregano with an L on the end of it, oregano by North American Herb and Spice. I like, John, the P73 Super Strength. And in your case, I'd be on about 10 drops of that about every 4 hours to get over this quickly. And I'll talk about a greater expansion of your protocol, sir, when we come back from this break. Stay tuned. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. Now, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oregano.com. Oregano.com. That's oregano.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Herb and Spice. Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though. If calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products. Founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey, he has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, or ToomeyHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com. The Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you for tuning into the program, and a special thank you to our regular listeners who spread the word about this radio show to your loved ones,
your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, so they have an opportunity to tune into the program to learn about things they may not learn about anywhere else unless they tune in to the radio station you're listening to right now. Best way to refer is to jot down the call letters of the radio station you're listening to, the frequency on the dial, the time of the day, and send that out to as many people as you know, whether it's your social platform media or whoever. They'll thank you for it later. All right, prior to the break, we are talking with John from the state of Montana. He was recently tested positive on COVID, and he's got some minor symptoms going on right now in his chest, and he's doing something really good already. One of the protocols, he must be a listener of this radio show, one of the protocols that we have been talking about since this pandemic began that you can do to reduce your risk of, one, getting the COVID infection, or two, if you do get it, to get over it swiftly and reduce the likelihood of the infection invading deeper into your system and generating a cytokine storm where your body is overcome with this infection, you cannot disarm it, is using that which is in nature, which has been fighting viruses for millions of years. Plant life has been around a lot longer than we have, and they have been under attack from all levels, from microbes, of course. And they have found ways to gear themselves up to survive. One of those ways is the plant, the herb oregano. Oregano has some powerful biocidal agents in it, including carvacol. And there's a lot of oregano out on the market today. A lot of it's adulterated. A lot of it doesn't work because it's diluted with companies that are unethical. They use non-wild, non-high mountain oregano, which doesn't work that well or at all. Whereas on this show, we recommend North American Urban Spice Oregano, P73, the oregano juice, and in the case of John here, he's got it in his chest already, and he should be all over the Oregaresp, which is in capsule form. Some of it comes in liquid form, and that's powerful when you put it directly in your mouth, and it is powerful stuff. It's a little hard to get used to. You start off with maybe just a drop or two, and you can wash it down with water, or lemon and water, whatever you need to. But over time, I can take it straight away in my mouth now, you know, a whole half a dropper full if I need to, if I feel something's coming on like a sore throat or runny nose, or I feel like I'm run down so I don't get infected. I can take it straight away now, and you will do that. The juice is easier to take. And the Oregaresp, Oregaresp, is directly targeting with a combination of spices, including the oregano, targeting the lung area, which is the biggest area you have to worry about the COVID infection attacking. So, John, you should be on the whole gamut of the oregano, P73 oil of oregano liquid, the juice, and the Oregaresp capsules. Now, I assume by now you're already taking the basics, the vitamin A, vitamin C, D, and zinc. Those are 100% shown to reduce the replication process in viruses in general. You must be on that. And if you want to hit a home run, remember what Dr. Anthony Fauci talks about, the nasopharynx. He's always talking, he loves that and part of the body, I guess. The nasopharynx, which is behind the sinus area. And when that's where these infections get started, and that's the very area that is disabled by masks. You need oxygen to that area, breathing it through your nose to create an oxidative reaction, meaning a change when your body has to process oxygen back there. That's right where the infections tend to percolate and get started, in the nasopharynx area. And yet we're suffocating that oxidative change by wearing masks, which make the problem worse. Masks don't work. We know this. Anthony Fauci knew this when he first said masks don't work. They're marginal. If it makes you feel better to wear one, go ahead, but it doesn't matter. Then he flip-flopped on it, as did the Surgeon General of the United States. They know this stuff, but they want you to feel warm and fuzzy about it so you have something to cling on to until they can jam you with an experimental vaccine they know little or nothing about. So they give you the mask to cling on to. Now we have a whole other paradigm. So if you want to attack the area, you attack it directly through a nasal spray. We've been talking about on this radio show for, well, since the beginning of the pandemic and before that. Clear Rescue nasal spray. Yes, that has oregano in it and other biocidal agents, including grapefruit seed extract. Garlic is great for antiviral help. I like the aged garlic extract, the one that's odorless and sociable. I don't want to go around town smelling like a pizza or a salad with garlic on it. So I use the aged garlic extract, Kyolic, K-Y-O-L-I-C. And, of course, you always have to cover the immune system through the digestive system, which is where your healthy bacteria resides, which is about 70% of your immune system. That's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. So you get on top of these, you're going to get over something quicker and be more resistant. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it, with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oregano P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oregano P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oregano P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oregano P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oregano P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oregano.com. That's oregano.com. Act now and feel better today with Oregano P73.
I would tell them it's fine and go to herbal way. Listen to Dr. Bob, tell it lies. It's what can keep you alive, you know. A healthy brain, keep you sharp as a dagger. We'll keep you up without a Viagra. We're telling you now. Everybody just get hyped to the beat and enjoy the life of the tree. Listen, I'm telling you how. Living life herbally, and that's the only way to go. And we gonna show you how on the Dr. Bob Show.
And I welcome you back to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you for tuning into the program. Stick around because we have so much news we've got for you today that you'll want to hear about. A special guest next hour we have scheduled to talk about a very important topic. We're also going to get into the fact that more than half of Americans over the age of 40 feel 7 years younger than they are chronologically, and we're going to tell you why. We're also going to be talking about dangerous bought and paid for drug approval system here in the United States. You know, it's science, don't you know? We'll get into that hard and heavy. All right. Final comment from John in Montana. John, I hope that, you know, the basics are in place beyond the stuff you're taking right now to help yourself out, getting plenty of rest. You're staying hydrated. You're eating good, eating lots of fresh fruits and veggies, trying to get some sunlight. You do that along with those recommendations that I gave out, and you'll get over this if you're like most of the people that I know of. Anything else I need to help you with, John?
I was thinking about doing ivermectin. What's your opinion on doing ivermectin?
Well, that's a choice. It's a drug. It's a pesticide drug, and yeah, I think it would be overkill at this point in time. Okay. So, but again, that's your choice.
No, I don't want to have to do it if I don't have to do it. If it was helpful, I would do it. But using all your recommendations and oregano oil sounds like that might be cover everything.
I think so.
Thank you very much.
All right. You take good care, John. Thank you for your phone call. All right. Next up is Ed in Minnesota. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Ed, hello.
Hello. Quick thing about I've got a brain hang up there. Blood type that I read in the Wall Street Journal and a couple other things, but it's kind of faded out, which is personally I have a O negative, and I was curious as the research has been done to say certain blood types are susceptible and certain are not susceptible to this COVID. Got any research in that?
Yes, I've read and heard the same thing. Now they're questioning whether or not it's valid, but on its face, because my wife is type O, she has a more hardy immune system than I do. I am type A. So from our own family, I would say yes, type O blood may be more stealthy, if you will, in the immune system in general. Now whether that applies to COVID or any other viral infection, we don't know. I don't think the facts and the jury is in on it, but it's something that's fascinating and interesting to keep an eye on, Ed. Thank you for your phone call, Ed. Good health to you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We've got another hour straight ahead. Can't get next hour. Go over to my website, drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor. Live streaming audio there. We'll be right back.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.